That's Howl at the Moon, performed and recorded for World Cafe by Indigo Girls. Song is from their new album, Look Long. I am joined by the Indigo Girls themselves, Emily Salliers and Amy Ray. Hello and welcome back to the World Cafe.
Hey, it's awesome to be here.
Yeah, we love y'all.
We love you too. First, could I get each of you to introduce yourself by name, just so everyone knows whose voice is whose?
Sure. This is Amy talking. Amy Ray.
And this is Emily talking.
And we're talking via video chat today while we make World Cafe remotely. I'm speaking to you from Toronto. Where are each of you exactly right now, Amy?
I'm in a town called Dahlonega, Georgia. It's in the North Georgia Mountains, kind of the foothills near the Appalachian Trail.
And Emily, where are you?
I'm in Decatur, Georgia. It's Atlanta, virtually. Or not virtually, in reality.
It is literally Atlanta.
Yeah.
So you were one of the first bands to really embrace live streaming way back at the beginning of quarantine. You played an online show that around 70,000 people tuned into in mid-March. So why was it important to you to do that right away? Amy, do you want to take that one?
You know, what happened is we had a whole tour scheduled and we got home on March 8th. We probably stayed out there about a week longer than we should have. We got home and everything just quickly just went away. Like we knew, like everything just fell apart. Every show that we were going to do, benefits we had scheduled. And we just felt like, you know, we should just go and play online just for all the people that were going to go see shows and just to talk. And I think we wanted to connect. I think it was a scary time and we realized there's a lot of suffering out there and we felt scared about everything that was going on and ourselves personally. It just felt like, let's reach out. Basically, what do you think, Emily? Is that about right?
Yeah, I think we really wanted to play, but we had no idea there were that many people out there tuning in. And so after we found out, it was such a just a profound feeling of gratitude for our community and just the fact that people were coming together at what was to be a very, very dark time.
I was just going to say about the numbers go, it was actually shocking to us. Like we were like, well, this can't be right. Cause we don't really look at those kind of things usually, but like our friends were like, you won't believe what's happening. You know, we were thinking like a couple thousand people, it'll be great. You know, we'll talk to some friends, but it was just a weird portal of time, you know, for everything.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you've toured for years, both as the Indigo Girls and for your own solo work. And it must be a very strange adjustment to suddenly have all this time at home. So how else have you been spending this time? What have you been doing? Emily?
Well, for me, the adjustment was really, really hard at first for a lot of different reasons. Like for one thing, my wife is used to me being gone so much of the time and she kind of has her order. I mean, she's not a person who's like that, who commands order, but she, you know, she works and she has to take care of Cleo, our daughter. And so when I come home, I always sort of disrupt that. So we actually went to counseling about how to get on the same page in parenting. And I learned a lot in a very short time. And for me personally, at first I felt almost claustrophobic I was so used to my body being in motion. I love the feel of the bus and a new town every day and stuff like that. So there were a lot of personal adjustments at first. But now it's hard to imagine ever going out again because we've gotten into a role and it's just wonderful to be with my family. And also we're very fortunate because we haven't gotten sick. And meanwhile, so much is going out on in the world around us.
Amy, how about you?
I mean, I just kind of went into it. I don't know if it's just because I have no idea, like, if I've handled it yet in my heart. but I didn't have a lot of trouble transitioning. You know, I've had a backlog of ever since my kid was born, like, 6.5 years ago. I had, like, 6.5 years worth of stuff that I needed to get done, basically. And so when it kind of happened, I was like, oh, all right. I'm going to hit that list that I've been making for a long time and make the best of it. And just, I think the biggest thing for me was just I couldn't get over the suffering and I couldn't filter out stuff and just have a normal day without just being sad a lot, you know. But my kid was really happy to have me home. I have to say, she was like really happy to have me home. And my partner was really happy to have me home just because it's just hard to do it by yourself, you know. So in that way, it's been great for our family, I'd say, you know.
Yeah. I'm talking to Emily and Amy of Indigo Girls on World Cafe today. Okay, your new album, Look Long, is your 16th album together. You've been together for 35 years. You both have families now. And some people might think, oh, that means, you know, you maybe have mellowed out a bit. But no, this record starts with a song with the title I can't say on the radio. I'm going to play just a bit of it right now, and they can bleep it.